理课堂听 class.com。
金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。欢迎收听澳洲广播电台中文部制作的《金融世界》节目，我是马建元，
我是刘江。经济是现代社会人们生活中重要的组成部分，每天的新闻报道中都充满了有关预算赤字、股票风波、经济上扬或是衰退的消息。但是货币市场和经济到底是什么？全球或地区经济究竟是如何运作的？政府的政策又会如何影响到一个国家的经济状况呢？
请收听《金融世界》。现代人的衣食住行都离不开钱，也就是货币。
10 for 90 cents, okay?
Okay. And some bananas. How much are they?
A dollar a kilo.
一个澳大利亚人要买些苹果和香蕉，售货员告诉他要付多少钱。
10, 20, 30, 80, 90, 90 cents.
100 yuan, 200, 300, 400.
那么货币是怎样发展到今天的形态，并且几乎主宰了我们全部的生活呢？澳大利亚一位著名的财经记者卡鲁特别为我们介绍了货币的历史。
卡鲁在他的介绍中说到了这样几个词汇：
Precious metal，
贵重金属；
Sweating the money，
从钱币里提取贵重金属成分；
Holy dollar，
有动的钱币，这是19世纪在澳大利亚新南威尔士州流通的货币，当时因为缺乏金属铸币材料而将钱币穿动。
Token，
辅币，具有象征性的货币，代表的价值高于它本身的价值。
Plastic note，
塑料钞票。
Plastic card，
信用卡，也叫
credit card。
下面我们逐段听一遍卡鲁的这段谈话。
Money's got a very colorful history because a number of things have been used in the place of what we use as money. Feathers, shells, cloth, salt in Roman times when the Roman soldiers were paid in salt, and that's how we get the word salary from the Latin sal for salt.
历史上的货币五花八门，古时候羽毛、贝壳、布料甚至盐都曾是交换工具。古罗马士兵得到的军饷就是盐，盐这个词也是英文工资这个词的起源。拉丁文的 sal 指的就是盐，以后变成了 salary， 也就是工资。
And a number of tribes used cattle, which were useful because they were transportable, but they were quite bulky, and you weren't always sure what size of cattle you were going to get, so there was a problem there of quality.
还有一些部落以牲畜作为交换媒介，这很有用，因为牲畜可以运来运去，但是它们体积庞大，而且无法确切知道你将要得到的牲畜的大小，有质量方面的问题。
The 9th century in China, we had paper money for the first time. It wasn't quite the paper money that we know. It was more like a piece of paper saying a promise to pay.
9世纪时，在中国首次出现了纸币。这种纸币与我们现在使用的不同，更像是一种欠条。
And then in the 7th century, we had money in the form of precious metal. There was always a problem of making sure that the coin that you got had enough precious metal in it to give it a value. When things got tough, you often found some civilizations were quite good at what they called sweating the money, which was effectively taking out the precious metal content so that what you got actually wasn't what you thought you got.
另外，在七世纪时出现了贵重金属货币，但如何确切知道货币中有足够的贵重金属，以使它有相应的价值，一直是一个问题。当时局艰难时，很多文明古国就会融化这些货币，提取出货币中的贵重金属成分，使得货币已不再有原来的价值。
And we had a form of that here in Australia when we had the holy dollar, when we had a coin with a hole in the middle, because there was a shortage of metal.
在澳大利亚曾有过一种中间有个洞的货币，这是由于当时缺乏铸币金属的缘故。当然，这是很奇怪的货币。
And in those days, Spanish coins were used a lot. Sometimes stores used certain tokens because there was a shortage of actual coinage. And then there was money, as we know it today, in notes and coins, plastic notes.
那时候西班牙硬币广为流通，有时商店里因为没有足够的硬币而使用一些代用币，后来就有了我们现在使用的纸钞、硬币还有塑料钞票。
And of course, if we're doing this program in 100 years time, we might talk about quaint little things called money, notes and coins, because all we'd be using would be plastic cards.
当然，如果我们要是在100年之后再来制作这一节目，我们可能就会谈论一些奇特有趣的叫做钱、纸币或是硬币的小东西，因为到那时我们大概只使用塑料卡了。
Money makes a bird go round the bird, go round the bird. Money makes a bird go round the bird.
下面再请您完整收听一遍澳大利亚财经记者卡鲁关于货币历史的介绍。
Money's got a very colourful history because a number of things have been used in the place of what we use as money. Feathers, shells, cloth, salt in Roman times when the Roman soldiers were paid in salt, and that's how we get the word salary from the Latin sal for salt. And a number of tribes used cattle, which were useful because they were transportable, but they were quite bulky, and you weren't always sure what size of cattle you were going to get, so there was a problem there of quality.In the 9th century in China, we had paper money for the first time. It wasn't quite the paper money that we know. It was more like a piece of paper saying a promise to pay. And then in the 7th century, we had money in the form of precious metal. There was always a problem of making sure that the coin that you got had enough precious metal in it to give it a value. When things got tough, you often found some civilizations were quite good at what they called sweating the money, which was...effectively taking out the precious metal content so that what you got actually wasn't what you thought you got. And we had a form of that here in Australia when we had the holy dollar, when we had a coin with a hole in the middle because there was a shortage of metal. Of course, we had the rum currency here. And in those days, Spanish coins were used a lot. Sometimes stores used certain tokens because there was a shortage of actual coinage. And then there was money as we know it today in notes and coins, plastic notes.And of course, I don't know, if we're doing this program in 100 years' time, we might talk about quaint little things called money, notes and coins, because all we'd be using would be plastic cards.
When you haven't any coal in your stove and you freeze in the winter and you curse to the wind at your face, when you haven't any shoes on your feet, your coat's thin as paper and you look 30 pounds on a
您现在收听的是《金融世界》，澳洲广播电台制作。接下来，澳大利亚墨尔本大学商学院的哈珀教授解释了货币的三个基本功能。
We look at the functions of money. Firstly, a medium of exchange. So it's some...commodity, which facilitates the exchange of goods and services. It is also a unit of account, which means that we use money to reckon prices and reckon values for comparisons between goods and services or over time. And thirdly, that money is a store of value. it is an asset. It's something that we can use to store value away to be retrieved at a later point in time. So we can not consume today, we can hold money instead and transfer that consumption power to some point in the future.
Medium
of exchange,
交换媒介,
unit of account,
计算单位,
store of value,
价值储存手段.
首先，货币是一种交换媒介，是帮助其他货物与服务进行交换的手段。其次，它是一种计算单位，就是说我们用钱来测定货物与服务之间或是时间上的价格和价值的比较。第三，它是价值储存手段，是一种资产。我们可以用它把价值储存起来，以后的某个时刻再取回。
这样，我们不必现在就把它用掉，而是可以存着钱，把这种消费权转移到将来的某个时刻。下面再请收听一遍墨尔本大学商学院哈珀教授介绍的货币的三个功能。We
look at the functions of money. Firstly, a medium of exchange. So it's some commodity, which facilitates the exchange of goods and services. It is also a unit of account, which means that we use money to reckon prices and reckon values for comparisons between goods and services or over time. And thirdly, that money is a store of value. It is an asset. It's something that we can use to store value away to be retrieved at a later point in time. So we can not consume today, we can hold money instead and transfer that consumption power to some point in the future. So there they are. Money is what money does. Three functions: medium of exchange, unit of account, and store of value.
最后，我们再听一遍今天节目中出现的一些英文词汇。
Precious metal
贵重金属
Sweating the money
从钱币里提取贵重金属成分
Token
辅币具有象征性的货币
Plastic note
塑料钞票
Plastic card,
信用卡, 也叫
credit card. Medium of exchange,
交换媒介.
Unit of account,
计算单位.
Store of value,
价值储存手段.
In today's episode, we will discuss the history of the currency and its functions. In the next episode, we will discuss the history of the currency and its functions.